From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Two explosions rocked a huge football stadium in Istanbul late Saturday, leaving at least 29 people dead. Witnesses and authorities said the attacks, a car bombing and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a football match had ended. Turkey's Interior Minister Süleyman Soylu said the explosions killed 29 people, 27 of them police officers, 166 others were wounded. The blasts targeted a bus carrying riot police from the huge Beşiktaş Vodafone Arena after a game between Beşiktaş and Bursaspor. A VOA reporter in Istanbul, Dorian Jones, said the nature of the attack indicated it might have been staged by outlawed Kurdish groups.
The fact that this did occur 2 hours after the game, where most of the spectators had left the stadium had been packed with nearly 40,000 people. It was one of the big games of the day. It does appear that the attackers were particularly targeting the police and security forces rather than civilians. And again, this does indicate and will point suspicion towards the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, which has in recent times targeted in particular security forces.
Istanbul has been the scene of several bombings this year, including an attack in June that killed more than 40 people. At least 50 Yemeni soldiers are dead and 70 wounded after a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance of an army base in the city of Aden Saturday. Local security officials said the bomber detonated his explosive belt in a crowd of soldiers who had lined up to collect their salaries. Islamic State claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.